This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. China's National Health Commission says mainland China reported 31 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, including one locally transmitted infection. That's a drop from the 45 cases reported a day earlier. The commission said in a statement on Monday that four new deaths were reported, putting the cumulative death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in the mainland at 3,304 at the end on March 29th. The total number of infections in China rose to 81,470. U.S. President Donald Trump has extended social distancing and other coronavirus fighting guidelines through April 30th, saying what has been done so far is saving lives. The initial two-week period of government-recommended mitigation was set to expire on Monday. Trump predicted that the U.S. death rate will peak in 2 weeks and said the country will be well on our way to recovery by June the 1st. Trump had said he wanted the country back in business by Easter, April 12th, saying he didn't want the cure of an economic shutdown to be worse than the disease. He backed away from that promise on Sunday, now calling that Easter deadline aspirational. Trump's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said the decision to extend federal social distancing guidelines was wise and prudent. He said what has been done to date has had an effect, although he stands by his previous forecast of more than 100,000 coronavirus deaths in the United States. The global total of confirmed coronavirus cases passed 700,000 on Sunday. North Korean state media says Sunday's test of super-large multiple rocket launchers was a success. North Korea fired what appeared to be two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Sunday, the latest in a flurry of launches that South Korea has called inappropriate. This is VOA News. The husband of the jailed British-Iranian aid worker Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe says his wife has had her temporary release extended for another 2 weeks by the Iranian government. She was among up to 80,000 prisoners temporarily released by the Iranian government in an effort to curb the spread of the COVID-19 outbreak in that country. As of March 28th, Iran has reported more than 25,000 cases of infections and 2,517 deaths. However, experts warn that ascertaining an accurate number of cases anywhere in the world is impossible because of the lack of testing. Zaghari Ratcliffe has been detained in Iran since April 2016. In September 2016, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison for allegedly plotting to topple the Iranian government. She denies the charges, as does her employer and the British government. Saudi Arabia intercepted ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels in Yemen, the country's state news agency reported on Sunday. Citing a spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition fighting the militia, Saudi state news agency SPA reported that Riyadh intercepted two ballistic missiles over the capital, as well as Jizan, a city along the Middle Eastern country's border with Yemen, late on Saturday. Two civilians were slightly injured due to the falling of the intercepted missile's debris as it exploded in midair over residential districts in Riyadh, according to Saudi civil defense spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Mohammed Al-Hamadi. He was quoted by the FPA. The missiles were fired days after all parties in Yemen showed support for a United Nations call for a ceasefire, which warned that all parties must stop fighting as the world fights the coronavirus pandemic. The Afghan government has criticized the Taliban for rejecting Kabul's negotiating team for upcoming intra-Afghan peace talks aimed at ending the nearly 19-year war. Waheed Omar, President Ashraf Ghani's advisor, told reporters in Kabul on March 29th that the Taliban should not make excuses anymore to start the long-delayed negotiations. The talks were scheduled to begin March 10th, but were delayed due to political bickering in Kabul over the composition of the negotiating team. After weeks of delays, the government on March 27th announced a 21-member team, including five women, to take part in the talks, a key step in the U.S.-facilitated peace process. But the Taliban on March 28th rejected the negotiation team, saying the government had failed to put forward an inclusive team. And voters in Mali went to the polls Sunday to elect members of the 147-seat National Assembly. The parliamentary election in the war-torn West African country should have taken place after President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta's 2018 re-election, but was postponed several times. From Washington, this is...